Invasion by Mike Brownlow. Illustrated by Nathan Green. Billy liked to look at the stars before he went to sleep. He did not know that up in space there was an alien spaceship. It was flying very fast towards the Earth. The aliens were green and spotty. They had long teeth and bad breath. They were horrid. They were so horrid that they did not send birthday cards to anyone, not even to their mums. The planet that the aliens lived on had 10 moons, a pink sky, and a red sun. Rain that looked like custard fell all day. The aliens hated it. They wanted to move somewhere nice, like Earth. So the horrid aliens planned an invasion. The next morning, Billy set off for school. As he walked, Billy looked up.
"I wonder why the sky is blue in the day, but black at night," said Billy.
At school, Billy looked out of the window. He wondered what was above the clouds out in space. He did not know that the horrid aliens were coming. The alien captain gave some orders. His crew did exercises to make them bigger and stronger. Then they tried saying, very loudly. Billy walked home from school. He went into the garden to read. The aliens were really close now.
"Prepare to invade,"
shouted the alien captain. The spaceship flew down towards Billy. Billy heard a buzzing sound close by.
"It must be an insect," he thought.
The alien captain saw a good place to land his spaceship. It was white and flat with black marks on it. Billy saw something tiny land on the page of his book. He thought it was a small fly. The aliens marched out of their spaceship.
"This is our planet now,"
growled the captain. "Rrrr," said his crew loudly. Then they saw a big pair of eyes looking down at them. Suddenly they knew they had made a big mistake. On Earth, the aliens were no bigger than tiny bugs.
"Look out! Help!"
"Tea is ready,"
called Billy's mum. Billy snapped his book shut. There would be no alien invasion on Earth today.